with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM and the Michigan Talk Network, and of course the interweb around the world. Wherever you're listening to, thanks for taking a minute to check us out. We enjoy food and grilling and, of course, a good beer. So if you're going to have a good beer this weekend and you're in the Grand Rapids, West Michigan area, take your growler down to Schmoe's and see what they have on tap there, because they're coming out with some new beers all the time, and there's nothing better than a couple of growlers for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because you don't have to wait for a brewery to package that one.
That's right.
Buy all the labels and the packaging
and it's
stuff.
Fresh.
It's fresh. And you stop by on Saturday afternoon, get it. You got it for the game on Sunday.
So that's Schmoe's. It's on Patterson Avenue, just north of 28th Street in Kentwood, Michigan. Longtime sponsor, and they just work really hard. Chaz helped that show get off the road years ago and did a lot of brewing there. And now the proprietor, Jim, is doing all the brewing, and he's filled in for your shoes very, very well.
Well, it is a fabulous place to hang out.
Yeah. So, Chaz, this segment is all about what Chaz is making for the game. So tell us, what are you making?
Well, I'm kind of going, I'm going out. I'm going over to the hall. And
what's the hall?
The Lithuanian Hall, Vitatis.
Oh.
Watching the game with the guys over there and stuff. And they've put a special request in. It's not quite grilling. They want my ice cream machine.
Oh.
So we're going to have ice cream, but I'm also going to make a couple of those dips that we talked about. I got the steelhead that I'm going to do. And then I'm going to do a...
ice cream, steelhead ice cream? Or?
No fish ice cream. I think I saw that once on Iron Chef, and it didn't go well.
I had a little flashback of that, but anyway, go ahead.
But no, I'm going to make some of the buffalo chicken dip, too.
That's always good. It's at every Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
It's kind of expected.
But I'm going to roll in with it in the cast irons off the smoker, because I want that smoky flavor in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know you've done it a couple times. I've done it a ton. It's always a hit, like you said. And
yeah,
it's pretty easy.
My daughter normally makes it at our gatherings. I've done it a few, but I don't have to, because I have so many chefs in my family that it's nice they're kind of carrying the load now.
Yeah. Now, some of the other things that I was thinking about when we were prepping for the show is, if you are traveling, to go into a party, go into a hall, whatever you're doing and stuff, get out the crock pot. It's a great way to travel.
Nothing wrong with it.
And I'm going to throw that tip in there of the oven bag. Being an old bachelor, I don't like scrubbing the crock pot out. So I put an oven bag in the crock pot.
I've seen people do that.
And when the party's
over, your temperatures
over,
aren't that high, you're probably not at risk of too many carcinogens getting in your food.
Well, it's an oven bag. They engineered it.
Yeah.
Our friends at Dow.
Yeah.
But
safe
anyway,
and effective.
Yeah. At the end of the party, you just pull out the bag and throw it away, and you got a clean crock pot.
I think you're getting lazy, Chaz. So the crock pot is really nice for events like this, or you might just call it like a roaster. There's all sorts of different things. It doesn't have to be the proverbial crock pot that grandma had or that your mom had with the big ceramic center in it. And but whatever you've got like that is absolutely now, especially for a hot dip.
Yeah, you want to keep it warm.
So what other dips might you make for an event like the Super Bowl?
Cheesy bean dip. It's always a good deal.
And how do you
Everybody
do that?
Everybody loves that one.
What's that?
You just take some Mexican queso and you mash it up with some refried beans. Warm it up. If you've got to loosen it up, add a little bit of beer to it so you don't break the chips in there. I know they break enough in the bag.
I would do some heavy cream.
Okay. Heavy cream could do well, especially with White Castle.
And I might brown up some chorizo and sprinkle that in there too, just so you had some variety. Maybe some jalapenos, some green pepper, onion.
Chives.
Lace it. I love bean anything. You say beans and I'm filling my plate.
But yeah, it's just, that's another great go-to dip there. And if you need to make something cold, you know, that fish dip I was talking about with the steelhead, smoked steelhead, just chunk that up and put it in there, mix it up. That'll go fast.
So let's go to a different angle then. So we're doing all these dips. What are you going to dip in it?
Well, I'm going for, you know, our traditional Matador chips.
Those are my go-to. My wife tends to like On the Border, but Matador is one of the best chips for dipping because it doesn't break so easy.
It's sturdier.
You don't end up with your fingers in the dip, which is a big deal. I've got an idea for you. Now, there are plenty of places now around that carry pita bread.
Yep.
And a lot of people like to serve pita bread, this and that. A certain restaurant I like to go to does a wonderful dip, and they'll take pita bread and cut it up like with a pizza knife into triangular type, you know, so it looks like a nacho chip. But before they do that, I should say, they actually put some oil on a grill and they do a wonderful spice blend, and they throw that bread on the grill, on the griddle. And this is good for, in particular, if you're not finding a good authentic pita bread, but you got to buy that, the commercial type stuff that's a little thicker, like a naan.
Yeah.
If you're doing something like that, now that's really good for dipping, because get some sort of a fat on your griddle, and then grill it up to the point where it's nice and warm and just getting a tinge of brown on it so it crisps up slightly on the outside, and then have makeup. I love mixing up spice blends. I tried to emulate the crack fries with something, and I ended up using a restaurant-grade black pepper, Parmesan cheese, and garlic salt, and I just mixed all that up, and I used to put that on my fries when I had the Ghost Kitchen, and I'm telling you, that little combination right there is gold, and you could put that on that bread as soon as you pull it off the griddle, because it's going to have a little grease on it, so your spices will stick, and then get your pizza cutter, whatever you're cutting that thing up, and make all your wedges and throw those on a plate and watch the crowd. My mouth's watering because I love them so much. Watch the crowd go nuts over that.
That's really good.
That's a cool little way to do
now,
it.
Now, what kind of dip are you going to pair that with?
I don't care. It doesn't matter. You've just mentioned a whole bunch of great ones. You know, anything. The buffalo chicken it'd be great with, but it's in particular, it's really good with like a Parmesan artichoke spinach dip. A warm one. So warm chip, warm dip, fantastic.
I was thinking going a little Mediterranean, maybe, you know, diced onions, olives, a little Italian dressing, and put that in like a Mediterranean pico.
Mm.
And go with those chips would be awesome.
Sounds like cowboy caviar.
We're all in the same family.
Yeah. Problem with that is it doesn't stay on a cracker.
Well,
so now those pita bread little folds might be a little handier.
Yeah, you can bend them and get a little scoop.
Okay, we're out of control here. Coming up next, we're going to talk to one of our original members of the board of directors for the Grilling Guys, and his name is T. Gidd, and we're going to head down to Lafayette, Louisiana, to the Percy Guidry Company, and we're going to talk to that old boy and find out what the Guidry family is going to be putting on the smoker for the Super Bowl. And he's with me. He's not excited about the game this year either, because it's not his team or mine. He's a big Saints fan, of course. But it's always fun to talk to T. Gidd. So let's see what's cooking in his kitchen in Lafayette, Louisiana. This is the Grilling Guys. We'll be back in just a minute.
I got a great big knife, because the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's the boys' night out, acting stupidly. Say now, baby, don't you think maybe how about you and me, yeah? Well, we partied all night, never made it to our bunks, and I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, start heading for the truck, and that's when I seen it there. 30-point buck.